Rokhan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, protesters on Michigan Avenue right now. Violetta's got all the details on that. They are at Ontario, blocking the intersection of Michigan and Ontario. Of course, Ontario is the feeder for
a lot of people.
For everything, basically, mm-hmm. for the Kennedy and the Ryan and all that. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Right now, and again, if you're just joining us, the news today is that Jason Van Dyke, the Chicago police officer that was charged with murder in the shooting of Laquan McDonald, was found guilty by a jury today of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. Interestingly enough, official misconduct, they found him not guilty on. Mm-hmm. And some of the jurors have spoken to the media, and now we're going to be joined by a juror. Juror number 248 is joining us. And thank you very much for your service, first of all, in doing this. And let's talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you. When you came in, can I just start at the beginning with you, if I can, about the, once you realized that you could be impaneled on this particular jury, what that was like?
I realized as soon as I was an alternate that called in, and I realized looking at the calendar that it was very likely that we were being called in for that, and was a little taken aback.
Yeah.
I looked at it as there's like 5.3 million people in Cook County, and how did I get this jury summons? And then, you know, you're one of 200 that are brought through this process, and then you're one of 15 that ended up.
Yeah, it's that's interesting because that is what some of the other jurors who spoke said, which was there was one juror, I'm sure you're familiar with who he was. It was a man who was like, he would take the public transportation every day, I think the train, he said, mm-hmm. and he would look at all these people and think to himself, how'd I end up on this jury?
And
how did that happen to me?
Another juror said when she was on public transportation, she noticed anytime anyone was reading something in a newspaper about the trial, she would get up and go to another car so she wouldn't be exposed to it. I mean, people, you took it very seriously, and
I know.
Thank you.
We took it very seriously. And actually, listening to your show is the first time I've listened to any news or anything since we were impaneled, because we took it very seriously that we were not supposed to listen to anything about the case, discuss the case.
Right.
And we had to avow every morning that we were doing that. So I know I took it seriously, and I know everybody else on the jury.
We really got the sense that it became between first degree and second degree, that acquittal was not an option for this jury. Was that a correct perception that we have?
Yes, I was saying we started out, we took a blind vote to get a baseline of where the jurors were at, and the result of that were 7 guilty, 2 not guilty, and 3 undecided. And so we started from there as a baseline, and then we started going through the evidence. We went through the notes we took. We reviewed the video, some of the evidence that was provided to us, and we moved towards that.
What do you think was the most compelling piece of evidence that you all agreed on that swung you toward the second-degree murder conviction?
Degree, or just because we had to first decide on first degree and then go to the mitigating factor.
Okay. Yeah, well, so however that came out, what was the one piece that really stuck out that everybody could agree on?
Well, we agreed that we were reviewing the video, and it came to kind of stepping forward instead of kind of retreating, or what you could have done to avoid the whole situation. You know, if you had just waited a little more time, it was those discussions, and which made it unreasonable that, you know, why didn't you wait for the taser? But what brought us down to mitigating was that we believed that he believed at the time that it was justified. So we took that as the mitigating factor, that at the time he fired that first shot, in his mind, he believed. So we looked at that from the perspective of Mr. Van Dyke.
when the idea of him stepping forward as opposed to stepping back, it seemed to me, just watching this, you know, on television as opposed to being in the room, the sense that I got was that there was a moment there where even he had to explain, when he was on the stand, when Jason Van Dyke was on the stand in his own defense, he was trying to explain that he thought he was moving back, but you know, the prosecutor's like, no, but you were moving forward, weren't you? You were moving forward. And was that a moment that stuck out for you as well, that as a juror, that he couldn't possibly have had both thoughts in his mind?
We just approached it as, you know, he perceived at the time that what he was doing was justified, but in the end, it was not justified. So that's where we got to the mitigating factor. And when we were talking about it, you know, we watched that video a few times, and someone had pointed out stepping forward and you know, should have de-escalated it, and, you know, de-escalated or waited, and that was part of the discussion. But we did go to what was he thinking at the time, and whether, you know, he thought he was backpedaling or, you know, and he was actually moving forward. We just looked at it from what was his perspective, what was going through his mind.
So the aggravated...
And we looked at... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the aggravated battery part, which is interesting, because the aggravated battery actually carries a longer sentence than does each count, carries a longer sentence than does the one count of murder in the second degree. Was that something that... how did you guys come to the decision about the aggravated battery?
Well, first of all, we didn't have any idea what any sentence these counts carried.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked at it as, at first there was some discussion of maybe the first or second that he thought it was justified, and but the rest were excessive. But then we went to, you know, once the first shot was not justified, you know, the other 15 were not off.
And, right. And how great a role did the 16 shots play on this jury? The fact that it wasn't one or two shots, that there were 16, did that play any role in your decision to render this verdict?
We were looking at it as, I think we looked at it as, once the first shot was fired, then all the shots afterwards. Because otherwise we would have probably not found him guilty on one of the two counts. We had also trouble, you know, which was the actual first shot. There was some discussion of the shot that hit the pulmonary artery. Was that... you know, the one shot, but it went to once the first shot was taken.
Yeah.
It just, can't get it. But the reason why I called was because I really didn't want to talk about it after this. I'm driving home. But because I heard you talking to Pat Brady and saying that one of the jurors said that they were aware of what was going on outside and that factored into our decision. And that did not factor in at all. I don't know who said it, because we had three that were on video and the rest of us were over to the side. So I'm not really sure who said it, but I can assure you that that was never, ever taken into consideration. We were only looking at the, you know, our the counts, our jury instructions, and the evidence, and anything going on outside was not a factor at all. You know, someone brought up that race wasn't at all. It was just this case. It was this case and only this case.
Right.
And we were only going to look at the evidence that was presented, and anything you might know outside of the case would not be considered. It was only what we were given.
In the deliberations, you're saying, there was never a conversation about any of these other things except for this, the evidence that was in the case.
Right, right. There was never, ever, ever a conversation about what was going on outside.
I would like to get your comment on this, though, because the African-American woman who was a juror, I can't remember her number exactly at this moment, but she did sit with the two other jurors for the cameras, and she was asked if she thought that race played a role here, and she said she didn't until the moment that Herbert had mentioned the word Boy Scout, that had Van Dyke shot a Boy Scout with a knife, it would be different because because Laquan McDonald was not a Boy Scout. Did that moment stick out to you in any way?
Well, I know she just thought it was an inappropriate comment that to use the contrast of Laquan McDonald and a Boy Scout, that that was just an inappropriate comparison. But I don't know that that would have been something that jumped out. It was just, we just had mentioned that that was an inappropriate comment to make.
What about the comments Jason Van Dyke, Officer Van Dyke, made to his partner, Walsh, about we're going to have to stop this guy, we're going to have to maybe shoot this guy? Those comments, did they play a role? Did they come up in your deliberations?
Yes, they did.
Was that a major factor, would you say?
Yes, I would say.
Interesting. And if I might just, again, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Here. And when I heard you guys were going to be sequestered, I kept thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, what is that going to be like? You know, because that's a tough thing, right? I mean,
hard.
You know, that's it. Was it a difficult night last night, or did everybody get along?
We actually all got along throughout the entire proceedings. You know, everybody, we actually would try, you know, despite the gravity and the importance of, you know, what we were doing, the task that was at hand, we tried to stay light at the appropriate times and kind of put it out of our heads. You know, we were together a lot, and, you know, you just try to... We enjoyed each other's company. We all, you know, talked about families and, you know, and we knew our first names. We knew a lot of it. And I think I speak for all of us that we genuinely enjoyed each other. And so that part wasn't, we didn't have the part about throwing things at each other. And everybody was just very respectful, you know. And so, as I said, our first blind, you know, ballot, you know, we got that. And then everybody had an opportunity to talk through it. And, you know, and that was a process. And, you know, if someone had concerns, then other people, there was a lot of give and take that was involved in getting us to that unanimous verdict.
All right. Well, Juror 248, thank you very much again for your service to Chicago, your service to Cook County. And thank you for calling us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's check in with Judy and find out what else is going on at the bottom of the hour here, the latest, if we could.